2346 TPE DE SU 114 LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use 2346 TPE DE SU 114 LLC for a solar farm in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Code, and it meets the purpose of a conditional use because it has a public or a semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of a farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar farm will be located on approximately 27 acres of a larger 63.83 acre tract. Three, the proposed facility promotes goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar farms. There was testimony that this solar farm will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power cost. Four, with the conditions imposed in this recommendation, including landscape buffers, the proposed use will not have an adverse impact on the neighborhood. In addition, there is information in the record that solar facilities do not have a negative impact upon adjacent property values. Five, the solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Six, based upon the testimony in the record, it is evident that no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor will be generated by the facility. Seven, there will be a buffer of planted vegetation along the east and south sides of this site to screen the view of the solar farm from the nearby residential properties while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. The trees on the northern and western sides of the property will be maintained. Eight, the proposed use provides renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar farm. No types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for this solar farm, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of this conditional use. C, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purpose. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar panel and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. E, the site shall be secured by fencing with a gate with a Knox box or similar device to accommodate emergency access by local fire companies or emergency responders. The fence line shall be shown on the final site plan. F, any transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be centrally located on the site away from any nearby residential uses. The location of these structures and equipment shall be shown on the final site plan. G, the entire site, including the area outside fence, shall be maintained so that it does not become overgrown. H, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated by best management practices. I, there shall be a 25-foot wide planted buffer of planted vegetation along the eastern and southern sides of the solar area. These buffer areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. These buffers shall screen solar arrays while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. As stated by the applicant, the planted area shall include 12 trees and 15 understory shrubs per 100 lineal feet. These trees shall be at least 9 feet tall with a caliper of at least 2.5 inches at the time of planting. J, the final site plan shall identify a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that the funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's a motion.
One thing, and I might have misheard you, Mr. Mears, on condition A, I want to make sure that it was stated there that no other types of electric generation shall be
permitted. No other type. Yeah. Yes.
I might have misheard it.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2346 TPEDESU114LLC for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons stipulated in the motion.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 3-0. Thank you.